Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth podcast. I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Rajendran.
And I'm Anish Gupta.
And we're past the halfway point of the regular season. The trade deadline is passed. It was terrible, which, you know, it sucks. But we're back with our Week 9 picks. Last week, an average week, and by that I mean we all went 500 and we all tied. You guys, however, kept gaining some games. You're still in the lead. You guys vote on every single game on our Instagram. Make sure you go check our Instagram in the description to keep voting. If you stay in first place by the end of the year, you get a giveaway. So there's some incentive for you to go down to the description and vote on some games. But Anish, you're in the lead for us three. Stuck like that for most of the year. Maybe me and Shrikar can try and unseat you. I'm just trying not to go into last
place. You guys are so wait, how far are you behind? Maybe seven games now?
No, five games. We're five games behind.
Five games behind.
I'm still one game ahead of Shrikar, but we're getting into our Week 9 picks. There's some good games this week. There's some tough games this week. And this looked like it was going to be a good Thursday night football matchup, but if it's played, which also it's still up in the air whether it's going to be played or not, I mean, the Niners are ravaged by injuries.
They're playing it.
I think they will.
I think that's a terrible decision, and it's unfair. It's unfair to San Francisco. They've got 20 plus guys on IR, and they were recently had a positive COVID test, which you saw the Titans game get canceled when that happened. Niners game isn't getting canceled.
It's so unfair.
I think the problem is, though, is because it's too soon. It's a Thursday game, and it's hard to change, hard to flex. The Titans, at least they had time to do it. I believe they had 8 days. So it is different circumstances. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to get right into it, I mean, who's suiting up the receiver? I mean, I think it's Kevin
White. I'll tell you who. Trent Taylor, River Craycraft.
Yeah.
We got Jermon Jennings, our seventh-round pick. We got Kevin White, Richie James.
Yep. Those are the four. Yeah, it's bad.
and we got Nick Mullins, Michael Hastie at quarterback and running
Nick
back.
Mullins is starting.
And Michael Ross Dwelly starting at tight end.
Ross Dwelly at tight end.
Who's starting a tackle for Trent Williams?
No, Trent Williams. Oh.
So basically, it's the practice squad against the Green Bay Packers.
Listen, if this team wins, bro, the Packers have been essentially manhandled by the Niners the entire decade. I mean, that is just so sad.
That's just tradition.
But you know what? I mean, here's what I'm gonna pick the Packers. I would have picked San Francisco had they have been healthy, but they're not. And as you know, it sucks to say, but you know what? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to go in there and beat the San Francisco team. Hey, if the Niners win, I don't know what to say. I mean, like, that's just so embarrassing for the Packers. I mean, this is so bad.
It must just be a curse. Like, if you can't beat this Niners team.
Yeah.
That's definitely a curse, yeah.
But, yeah, obviously off a loss, too, I think they'll be a little bit more motivated. Look for Davante Adams to have a big game.
Yeah, the Packers have the edge, if anything, because of relative health. Niners are just missing too many weapons. The Packers defense, they should be able to corral Nick Mullins if Philly could. And, you know, another loss, it's not going to help the Niners' odds of competing in this NFC West in 2020. So I'll take the Packers here.
Yeah, I've got the Packers too. It's just, I mean, you can't deny that this San Francisco team isn't what they were last year, mostly because of injury. And now, and now a COVID case comes in, and it's just, they're dealing with so much right now. I don't think they can
just
come
wanted
in.
To say they could win. They could win if the run game goes crazy again, like Dalvin Cook and the Vikings did. But I mean, it's Jamichael Hasty versus Dalvin Cook. So.
I don't know. I've got Green Bay, though. Coming off a loss, the last time they did that, they played pretty well. And so I think they continue that. And just with all the dysfunction going on with the Niners right now, obviously, you know, they don't want that to happen, and they're not causing it. Just unfortunate. And coming into a short week, I don't think they beat the Packers. But we move on to Sunday's games, and we've got the first game, Denver versus Atlanta. I'll start out. I know Atlanta won last week, but I'm sticking with what I've said. I'm not picking Atlanta, they're going to have to really prove it to me. I'm just not going to pick them anymore. I've got Denver in this one.
The Falcons, you know, they may be coming off their second win of the season, but I don't exactly think they've, you know, suddenly turned a corner, because there's still a lot of holes in this Atlanta roster, which is really just going to make consistently winning moving forward a pretty difficult task for them. So this Sunday, I'm expecting Drew Lock to get the best of the Falcons and that god-awful secondary. He looked great in that comeback win against the Chargers. He continues to show flashes of greatness, but it's like only he had the weapons to work with that he started training camp with. So either way, you know, I'm going to take the Broncos here.
Oh, Atlanta, man. You know what? It's week 9, and I'm still going to pick them. I'm still picking Atlanta.
They're trying to trick you. They're trying to trick you.
They are trying to trick me, but you know what? Here's why. They've got 10 days. Look, they're finally getting a little bit healthier. Julio Jones proved his difference last week, and I think he's got – I know Calvin Ridley's injured, but you know what? I think Denver's riding a little bit too high off that win. They got a little bit lucky on it with that pass interference call. And – on the road, I think Denver plays a little bit different on the road versus how they play at home. Oh, it's a tough one, but I'm going to take Atlanta.
Yeah, I've sworn against and I've sworn off Atlanta. Yeah,
no, if Atlanta loses, I will, Jack, I'm with you. If they, you know what, but they're I've been wrong. I think, I mean, I have the best record out of all of us, and I think the team I've been wrong about the most has been Atlanta. I think I've messed up on my three
Atlanta
or four
and Detroit now. have been killers, at least for me, but Atlanta.
For me, it's Atlanta, but you know what?
They're just trying to Chicago. You got one right. We'll get to that later. Yeah, but game in between that one, we've got Seattle versus the Buffalo Bills. I've been high on both these teams, but for some reason, the last couple of weeks, Buffalo just hasn't looked the same. Josh Allen hasn't looked the same, and Seattle really dominated the Niners. I know it's a rough thing going on there in San Francisco. So like we talked about. But it's still an impressive win for Seattle. Seattle's been playing well all year. And I think I just trust Russell Wilson more than Josh Allen in this one.
Yeah, first off, this is a great matchup. It is. There's no denying that. In terms of figuring out the eventual winner, though, I have to go with the Seahawks. They've got the superior offense led by the leading MVP candidate still, Russell Wilson. Hats off to you. They have a talented defense. Look, I said it in our Seahawks episode a long time ago, but this defense is talented. They're not elite, though. And they bend a lot.
They're nowhere close to elite.
They're like the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been terrible.
Okay. You're getting Jamal Adams back, so I think that definitely helps. So I'm putting my faith in this defense bending but not breaking. And on top of that, you know, as I go back to the offense, they've got two of the very best receivers in the NFL in Metcalf and Lockett. I'm just going to take Seattle here. It comes down to who I trust more.
Man, this is a tough one because think about it this way. Seattle gets a very good win. They're feeling confident about themselves. What are they, 6-1? They have to travel all the way across coast to play a Buffalo team at home that, you know, they're 5-2. Whether you like it or not, they're 5-2. This is so tough. And you know what? I think you guys kind of convinced me to go Seattle. I was leaning Buffalo. I really was.
Take them. Do it.
I already picked Atlanta. I'm going to I'm going to pick Seattle here. I really want to pick Buffalo. You guys know how I like Josh Allen, but I think with Jamal Adams coming back, I think this is a different secondary, especially Jamal Adams is used to playing in New York, so he's used to kind of that weather. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll go with Seattle, but really I'm going against my gut and I'm going to probably regret it. But you know what? I'm going with Seattle here.
Yeah, even if they lose, at least you tie us on that game, but yeah. Moving on, like we mentioned, going into last week, Shrikar had not gotten a single Chicago Bears pick right. We were so close.
No, so listen, close. I just want to say, Nick Foles, why do you take a sack on 3rd and 9? All right, go ahead.
You're going to have to watch our last picks episode to figure that out. But basically, Shrikar picked Chicago. Me and Anish rode the trend. He picked New Orleans, sorry. And we rode the trend, said he was wrong on all the picks so far.
Every upset I have picked this year has been down to the wire with Mike Badgley's kick. Carson Wentz's missed 2-point conversion. I've had terrible luck with these games.
But the Chicago Bears take on the Tennessee Titans this week. Shrikar, what are you thinking for this Bears pick? Are you going to get to, you know, 2-0 the last 2 weeks on Bears picks?
All right. Since I'm going first here, man, as always with the Bears. So. All right.
We need to know, bro.
It's a weekly segment.
I know. I'm going with the Bears to get the job done. Even on the road, I think Chicago's won this season with excellent defense. They have a methodical offense that relies on that defense to create opportunities. And for the most part, it's really just been the other way around for the Titans because Tennessee obviously has an outstanding offense. Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry. Really, in this particular matchup, though, I don't think – they're going to be ready to carry the load. And in this one, I'm taking defense over offense. So I'm going to go with the Bears here to get the job done. Move to 6-3, I believe. They're 5-3 right now.
Yeah, 6-3.
Mm-hmm. Anish, are we doing it again?
Yes. This made my pick so much easier. I was going to take the Titans anywhere off a loss, right? I mean, off a pretty bad loss to Cincinnati. I mean, mm-hmm. they simply got outplayed.
Two in a row.
They were terrible. I mean, their defense was absolutely terrible in that game. And you know what? They don't have a pass rush. I mean, I've heard it by Colin Coward many times, and I agree with him. They just don't. But here's a team with the Bears, terrible O-line, and they've been very inconsistent, bad quarterback play. I mean, this is perfect for Tennessee. I mean, you don't have a pass rush. I mean, this is great. You get a bad O-line and, you know, very iffy quarterback room. And here's what I'm going to say also. Another thing on the Trubisky-Foles debate, I've seen a lot of Bears fans say this too. I mean, the Bears have had over 300 yards of offense with Trubisky every game he started. With Foles, they haven't had that at all. Not a single game over 300 yards of offense. That's something to keep in mind. So I'm going to take Tennessee here. And also, Shrikar, thank you for making that pick a bit easier.
Hey, you're welcome, man. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was at least going to think about taking the Bears if you went Tennessee. Just, you know, scope out the situation. But I was leaning Tennessee the whole way in this game. I just think that they're not going to lose three in a row. I just think that they're going to right the ship a little bit. And
okay, hold on. Knock on
no, I already did. Okay. Don't worry.
But, hey, let's hope it bites him in the butt again, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did that with the Packers last week. Sorry, Packers fans. I jinxed everything. If you guys hadn't noticed
yet, I'm telling you, something's up with Jack Smith and jinxing games. But yeah,
jinxing games and players. But you know what? Nevertheless, I've got Tennessee winning this game. I think that they right the ship, and it's just Nick Foles. I don't think he's it. Obviously, they're going to move on, and they've got to find their franchise quarterback. It's not Nick Foles, obviously. And I think it's funny to note that Mitch Trubisky got hurt. I think he came in for like one snap in the entire game and got
hurt. And he got a shoulder injury out for 2 weeks.
I don't know what he was doing on the field in the first place. Why they're designing packages for him if you're not going to play him and start him?
Whatever.
There's quarterback dysfunction in Chicago, and that's why, you know, honestly, it is tough to pick them sometimes, Shrikar. So I don't fault you for that. But I've got Tennessee in this one. And we'll move on to the next game. Baltimore lost in a great game to Pittsburgh. That was just a tremendous football game. Came down to the wire, but the Baltimore ended up losing. Lamar Jackson did not play great in another big game.
Watching another team lose.
Yikes. But Baltimore takes on the Indianapolis Colts this week on the road. I think Lamar Jackson plays better this game. Really, in the two big games he's played this year, he hasn't played amazing, and he's made mistakes that have really lost his team games.
Funny, who said that people should watch out for this Ravens team in big games?
He's gonna figure it out. Gonna figure it out. But I did take Pittsburgh, so I'm fine with that. But I'm gonna go Baltimore in this one to beat the Colts. But I wanted to point something out. You know whose name I haven't heard all year?
Who?
Quentin Nelson. He's gone completely under the radar. I have not heard his name.
Been great. I know. PFF still ranks him as one of the top offensive linemen.
I'm sure they do.
He's allowed a sack. He's just been doing his thing.
Yeah, I think it's just obvious now that he's going to do that. But I just thought that was interesting to point out. I've got Baltimore winning this one, though.
I can go here. Indy's another tough defense, though. I mean, you saw the difference with Darius Leonard coming in. And obviously, at the time we're recording this, there will be a video on the Indianapolis Colts coming out soon that I did. But yeah, this Colts team is very underrated. Off a bye, if it was any other team than Baltimore, I think they could have pulled off the upset. But again, yeah, Baltimore's going to be infuriated after a loss. And Lamar Jackson doesn't lose back-to-back. So I'm going to take the Ravens here. But like I said, in big games, they will be exposed coming in. And I know Jack was very high on this Ravens team. Again, you got to look at its consistency, and that's why I think the Chiefs will be better long-term because of what they've shown me over 2 years, not one.
All right, I'll be the one that takes a risk. I think the Colts can do it, man. They've been absolutely relentless on defense, you know, and they've been able to shut down opposing quarterbacks. You know, they've intercepted more passes than the number of touchdowns they've allowed. That's insane to me. And on top of that, you know, their run defense, obviously among the best in the business. So,
yeah.
Jackson's already struggling, so how is he going to get things going against one of the league's top defenses?
Frank Reich. I see the pick, yeah.
I just don't see it happening. And, you know, he faced a similar challenge last week against the Steelers, and he turned the ball over 4 times. So, you know, our team's starting to figure out Jackson? Maybe, but I'm going to take the Colts here to pull off the upset.
Shrikar's scaring me with some of these upset picks because, yeah, if he gets them wrong, it's games I gain on him, but if he gets them right, I mean, he's gonna pass me, which is a little scary.
It's scary for me too.
Hey, but I commend you for taking the risks. Don't take a risk in this game, however. Kansas City is hosting the Panthers after destroying, that's the right word for it, the Jets. Patrick Mahomes looked like Patrick Mahomes again. He's been playing well all year, but even him, he's been playing a little bit under the radar. It has not been the same for Patrick Mahomes. I feel like he's making the plays to win, but he's not carrying this Chiefs team this year. I mean, their running game has been amazing. Their defense and special teams have played well. But in the last game, Patrick Mahomes absolutely torched the Jets, and it looked like a vintage Mahomes performance. And I think that him and the Chiefs gets it done against Carolina. And this Chiefs team is proving they don't need to rely completely on Patrick Mahomes to win games, and that is scary.
Yeah, can I go ahead?
Go ahead.
Mahomes, boy, 5 TDs, 400 yards. Here's the thing. Didn't I say that this Chiefs team wouldn't need Patrick Mahomes to go as crazy, which is why I didn't pick him to win the touchdown leading mark in our stats video?
Neither did we.
This Chiefs team is just too balanced. They're too OP. Like, simple as that. They literally ran for like 40 rushing yards and won by like 26. I mean, they were dancing on the field. My homeboy is my homeboy. I don't want to hear it. As much as, you know, Russell Wilson can have the MVP for all I care, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. I still don't think it's close. But yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs over the Panthers here. Enough said. Patrick Mahomes, baby. Keep it going.
Like, just a few weeks ago, I had so much hope for this Panther squad. And unfortunately for them and my picks, you know, things haven't really gone as expected over the last several games. They're 3-5 now. 3-game skid. I don't see it getting better for him. I'm going to take the Chiefs here. No justification needed.
Yeah, well, they do get Christian McCaffrey back, so that's a good sign. I don't think it's enough to win, but it's just good to see him back on the field, and it's good for my fantasy team. I'll welcome him back, especially with Daryl Henderson getting hurt and going on bye. But we've got the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings in our next game. Minnesota, like, I just don't get it. They're going to, like, win these games that just completely ruin their draft stock. I think it's funny, we told you,
go after T-Law.
We'll put that video up right here. Shameless plug in the top right. But and the Packers of all teams, somehow they get a win against the Packers. But that's
at Green Bay.
It's because I jinxed it. I take full responsibility. I said I don't see a way that the Packers lose the game. I jinxed it. So that's my bad. But again, I don't like picking Detroit. I don't want to pick Detroit. And I think Minnesota is a better team than Detroit. I'm going to go with Minnesota. That's really my explanation for Detroit every time, because it's just
they're
just the Lions, and they're for some reason I don't want to pick them.
I'm picking Minnesota here, simple reason, because Stafford has COVID or at least is on the list. Yeah, so he's out. Taking Minnesota at home here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota as well. It just Dalvin Cook coming back, it just gave them that boost they needed for the offensive end. And look, this secondary, it's still a major liability. I know they didn't get smoked by Aaron Rodgers last week, but it's still pretty bad, but, I mean...
Enough said. I mean, Minnesota.
And the Lions have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL, so that's gonna make slowing down Cook a real pain. So, Minnesota here, man.
Hey, but David Blau is on upset watch of the Minnesota Vikings. Imagine he comes in.
Can't believe he had a Thanksgiving primetime game where he had to watch David Blau last year.
But, you know, prayers to Matthew Stafford, obviously. Forgot to mention that earlier. Positive test. Hopefully he gets better soon. We don't like to see quarterbacks miss time or any players miss time. So prayers up to him. Hopefully he can get back on the field. We've got another NFC East matchup. I swear there's one of these every single week of the year. It makes no sense.
Yeah, are you kidding me, bro?
They always get valuable minutes. Like, this one's probably going to be close. And you know when the games end, they take you to bonus coverage? This is probably going to be the bonus coverage game. So, let's just take it.
And this game happened literally 2 weeks ago. We had this exact same game. It's New York and Washington. I picked Washington last time, and they went for two at the end to try and win instead of the extra point to tie, and they didn't get it. And I was upset about that. But I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take Washington. They're at home. Maybe they figure it out. New York, I just don't know what to say. They honestly had a chance against the Buccaneers. And
they've had a chance in so many games.
They have, but the reason they haven't won those games is Daniel Jones.
DJ.
He can't stop himself from turning the ball over.
Okay, I'm going to defend him a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And I always do. I do. Whatever. That throw to tie it, to give him a chance, was a really good throw. He makes plays. He's talented. It's just, look, I'm going to say this, and I've seen a lot of comparisons to the, 0-7 Dolphins last year. I see a lot of it, really. I like Joe Judge. I like this Giants team. And when they get Saquon back, I'm telling you, Jack, if they make moves in the offseason, I can see a type of jump. that I saw with Miami, which I am looking good on. And I know Jack was slandering me for this Miami. We'll get to Miami later, but I mean, he was slandering me for that. But yeah, so I really see it. I Daniel Jones, I know this dude cannot literally, he has a higher chance of turning the ball over than like damn near anything, dude, than catching COVID. I mean, doing like, he turns it over. It's a guarantee. So
it's, he's only had two games his entire career without a turnover. Yeah, and I feel like every game it's multiple.
It's multiple, yeah.
So he looks like Jameis Winston on the field, to be honest. He looks like Jameis Winston without the without all the touchdowns.
Poor region.
I mean, again, I think he puts his team in positions to at least try and win it, but he also does put them in positions where it's just like, what are you doing? So I'm going to take Washington off a bye, but I really think down the stretch for New York, they can definitely win some games. But as of right now, I think Washington's got going to be a little bit more prepared. Simple as that. Giants on a short week.
Yep. I was about to say Giants on a short week. I'm going to take Washington football team here. It's just as solid as Daniel Jones can be at times. I'm not sure he's ready to sweep the so I'm going to take Washington here.
And he's just still top, love the guy.
I still have some faith in him.
Is he top five in a passing category yet?
This isn't fair.
No. Okay.
Saquon Barkley's going to get hurt. That's so unfair. Yeah. And Darius Slayton can't stay on the field. Okay.
Moving on, we got Houston versus Jacksonville. After winning week one, I mean, Jacksonville hasn't won since. And they haven't played well. They look like the Jacksonville we thought they would be. I'm going with Houston. I mean, there's really not much else to say.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Texans. They've just been the more complete team so far. They're going to have the edge under center. Deshaun Watson against Mike Glennon or Jake Luton.
Oh, they announced by the way, I said before the season,
he did.
For any reason, Minshew would miss a game and Jake Luton would start a game. I don't know why. I just had a feeling, and I don't want to hear it just because it's because of injury.
Yeah,
look, I kind of
we gotta give.
I'm just. We'll give you credit for it. I'm gonna keep it sweet. Texans, both teams off of bye. I'm gonna take Texans here. They have a better quarterback. Simple as that. Deshaun Watson, top five talent.
I think it's crazy though that the Texans are 1-6. They're 1-6.
But I don't want to hear it's because of Hopkins. I don't think. I think yes, he derailed the confidence of the team. I think that trade did. But it's a lot more than that. But
it's because of Bill O'Brien. But
yeah,
just 1-6 is crazy for a team that, I mean, we still consider them to be a good team, but it's maybe it's time to face the facts soon if they can't beat anyone other than Jacksonville, who's their only one win. We get
looking bright either, man. It's just it's a tough situation for Houston.
It's not. Our next game, we've got Las Vegas Raiders versus Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers, man, they lose in Chargers
fashion.
What do
I tell? I told you this. They always find ways to lose games, and I'm telling you this is going to hurt Justin Herbert. As much as I like the dude,
I agree.
Jack has a man crush on him. But,
no,
I
don't.
This Chargers,
That's you and Debo.
No, this Chargers franchise, I'm telling you, it affects – I mean, franchises affect young quarterbacks. Simple as that. And the way they lose games, I'm telling you, they find a new way every single year. And this exact same thing happened last year. For those who didn't watch it, last year they hit a game-tying field goal. Okay, it's supposed to go to overtime. Locke literally chucks it up with 8 seconds left, and Casey Hayward gets a PI, and they get a game-winning field goal. This time it was a game-winning touchdown. I don't know what to say. I'll let you guys pick. I want to pick last because this game.
I'll go first. It's just I keep rooting for the Chargers to get their act together, man. You look at the Saints game. You look at this last game. They just keep letting me down, bro. I love Justin Herbert. Defense is solid. They've got the playmakers. It's – How do they? It's classic Chargers, man.
It's
Chargers. They just all they had a knack for blowing games in big ways. I just don't know how, but it's a trust thing. I'm going with the Raiders, man. It's just the Raiders have had their ups and downs, but for the most part, though, I think they've got the makings of a playoff team. Derek Carr, he's having a heck of a year. The defense very much improved from a season ago, and you know things are really starting to click with John Gruden and his game plan. So I'm going to take Vegas here. It just comes down to the team I trust more. And after seeing what the Chargers have done to me recently, I got to go with the Raiders.
I've got the Raiders too. I don't know why it's so much of a contest. I love Herbert, but this Chargers team doesn't win games. They've won two games all year. They beat Jacksonville, and they barely beat the Bengals week one in Joe Burrow's first ever start. So, I mean, and that was on a missed field goal at the end too. They could have lost that game too. They find ways to lose games, and it's not Herbert's fault. I don't want that narrative to start being a thing. I don't want people to start talking about how he can't secure a game at the end. That's not his fault. That is on his team. And honestly, I feel like that could be on Anthony Lynn. I think he's a good coach, but he's a good coach, but at some point.
Ever since that Pats game. So, yeah, I'll take it from that. I mean, ever since the 2018 divisional round where he just got outmatched completely by Bill Belichick, he just hasn't been the same coach, in my opinion. Oh, man, I really wanted to go Chargers here. I really did. But you know what, Jack? I'll give you – I mean, as the quarterback guy here out of us three usually, he makes the plays to win, but it's just, yep. I mean, we're seeing it, right? Chargers fashion.
You need to make, honestly, for the Chargers, you have to do more than just make the games to win because it doesn't work that way.
And you know what? I'm going to finally put some respect on the Raiders. I had a bet on the game, the Browns game. Yeah. We simply got out coached. That was probably the worst offensive performance I've seen from Cleveland in years. And I'm talking about the 0-16 season that I had to see. So, you know what? Shout out, Mr. Van. I'm taking the Raiders. Simple as that.
We move on to our next game. I'll pick quickly on this one. Pittsburgh is going to stay undefeated against the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are terrible and overrated yet again going into the season, especially by that man to my right when you're watching it, Shrikar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, both of y'all had him in the playoffs.
That's true, but.
Yeah. I feel bad for the Cowboys just a little, you know, because – I had high expectations coming into this year, but they've crashed and burned. And even before Prescott got hurt, it's just things weren't going well. I'm going to take the Steelers here, man. This is going to get out of hand really quickly. It doesn't matter if Dalton or
Ben. Dalton's not playing. It's Ben DiNucci.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's DiNucci that's going to play. I believe there's thoughts that Cooper Rush.
Yeah. Really? Who hasn't taken a snap in an NFL regular season game since 2017. So I'm going to take the Steelers here as well. I had the Steelers in this game no matter what. I just feel like they always play good against the Cowboys, even though it's a, interconference matchup. It's a historical rivalry, but yeah, no. This is probably one of the most lopsided matchups I've seen in a while. So,
yeah, every season with Dallas, it seems like the same thing. You know, maybe they're just not damn boys anymore. We just got to face the facts.
I'll give you a quick note on this, though. Trayvon Diggs is looking – he looked good last week. I'll give him
honest. Okay, so he's interesting because he makes rookie corner mistakes because rookie – or corner is one of the hardest rookie positions to get acclimated to.
No doubt.
It never happens season – or their first season. Like Marshawn Lattimore played well, you know, but it's really tough for rookie corners to come in and play well.
For sure.
Because they struggle with releases, which is something that Trayvon Diggs has not been doing well with. There's one where I don't know who it was. It might have been Fulgham, ran right around him, ran and just went right by him. But, you know, he made some big plays, and I think he picked off your boy Carson Wentz. Was it twice?
He did. I don't know if it was twice, but that knee pick was really good.
Yeah. So he's been making big plays, which is the ability I thought he had. I said he had good ball skills, but he's got to you know, learn, which is something that's hard for rookie corners to do. So I think he'll be able to do it. Anish, are you going to take Miami versus Arizona, though? That's the big question.
There were three teams that, you know, I obviously have some type of, like, I like, right? I mean, they're obviously, I'm not like a huge fan. Obviously, the Browns, the Eagles with Walker to them, and Miami. So when I picked Miami over LA, I don't know. I told you that it was I trust this Miami team. I told people this coming in, and I told Jack this. I don't know why you guys wouldn't listen to me. They're good coach,
yeah.
A huge overhaul of players that helped them, and it's just them developing. But of course they had to go at Arizona off a bye. Of course they had to. That makes me so mad because this defense is so good, and I love this Miami team a lot. I'm going to have to take the Cardinals off a bye. Simple as that. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like Tua didn't play well. I feel like he will have a couple turnovers. Aside from that one throw to Devontae Parker, I didn't like what I saw. But this Dolphins defense, it's underrated, and I want people to give them the respect. And I want Jack to give his respect to the Miami Dolphins.
No, I don't want to.
I'll give you your props, because I don't think anyone other than you expected what we've seen from the Dolphins so far.
Well, that's not true. Everyone thought the Dolphins were going to have a good year this year.
Oh, here we go.
No, I wouldn't say so, man.
A lot of people had them 5-11.
But they've been an early surprise. I'm gonna take the Cardinals here, though, and it's just because their offenses are just not built alike. Because on one hand, you've got the Cardinals, who have one of the best offenses in the NFL. You know, Kyler Murray has been sensational. Three outstanding receivers there. And on the other hand, you know, I'd say the Dolphins have been hit or miss.
Traveling coast to coast against the team.
That doesn't help, man. And when Tua took over this past weekend, it's just the offense kind of stalled. Because if it wasn't for their defense showing up and their special teams, chances are the Dolphins would currently be 3-4. So
they got outgained by 362 yards, and they won by 11.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And it was honestly a dominant performance. But this is Tua's first road start. The Cardinals have looked good. I mean, Tua played. He didn't play anywhere close to.
One good throw. That's it. That's all I saw. The one to Devontae Parker. That's it.
But yeah, they were babying him also a little bit. Not a lot of deep throws. Not a lot of throws in general because their defense and special teams were dominant. But I just think I trust Arizona more, and as of right now, I trust Kyler more than Tua. And it's hard for a rookie to make their first road start, especially if they've got to go from Miami to Arizona, really coast to coast.
Against the team off a
bye. So I've got Arizona, but Miami has looked good.
Yes.
And you know what? We're moving on.
Are they still the worst team in the AFC East?
We're moving on. The New Orleans Saints get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Sunday Night Football, the best game of the week, in my opinion. And this really – these games could decide the division. And I'll start – I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was high on the Saints at the beginning of the year, but the Buccaneers, they look good. And we've said this before, their defense is amazing. They have been able to run the ball well, whether that's with Ronald Jones or Leonard Fournette. They've got good weapons. They're well coached. And when you give Tom Brady all of that, he wins you football games. And while Drew Brees can do that too, I just think if it's at Tampa Bay and things go well, Tom Brady plays well, I've got him beating Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
I'm going to take the Bucs here too, and I'll admit it, because at the beginning of the season, I really just wasn't buying into the Buccaneers' whole idea of like a dream team. But with that said, they're looking pretty much legit here. More great play from Brady, one of the best defenses in the NFL. So I think the Bucs get the win here. The league should definitely be on notice if they weren't now. So I'm going to take the Bucs here.
So I was not as high on the Saints. I had them, I think, 11-5. I don't know. Something was up with them. They just didn't. It didn't seem right. And we're seeing with Michael Thomas, what is the situation? Feels like every week he's questionable and then doesn't play. Very weird down there. I think he is going to play. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they've been doing.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm taking Tampa Bay as well, and I had them splitting coming into the year. I think a lot of people did as well. So, but one thing, again, just wanted to say, Tom Brady, can't bet against him. And this is why I think he's the best football player of all time, period, because as a quarterback, you can just influence a team this much. I mean, this was a 7-9 team with a terrible defense. I told you, look between the lines. While it was 32nd ranked, Jameis Winston put them in terrible positions. When he's not putting them in terrible positions, they're elite on all three phases of defense. So I got the Bucs here. I don't want to say anything more. But again, like I said, MVP or Super Bowl, I want Tom Brady to be regarded as the best American sports athlete to ever play.
And moving on to a stellar Monday Night Football matchup, we have the New England Patriots versus the New York Jets. Jets lost again, got crushed by the Chiefs. But look, the Pats have not looked the same as last year. They don't look like the same team as we've come to know the Patriots to be. And it's funny that both of these teams, they just don't throw for touchdowns. The Patriots quarterbacks all year have thrown for 3 touchdowns, and the Jets quarterbacks all year have thrown for 4. And I think that's just crazy. And so it's going to be an interesting matchup. I'll go last on this one. Anish, who do you have winning this one?
So I want to say 2 things. First, I was told by Jack that Sam Darnold would have 24 to 28 touchdowns this year, but I think he has 3. So
he's also missed some games.
He has missed 1 or 2 games,
and he has the worst offense in the league.
It's okay. I was still told he would hit 28, but I just want to say I think Denzel Mims is going to be a good piece for them.
If they throw to him, I swear.
Yeah.
First half they went to him. Second half disappeared.
Yeah, I'm just being real. No one watched the game, bro.
Neither did I.
And also another thing, stop hating on Bill Belichick. I don't want to hear this, oh, he got carried by Tom Brady. No, he is still, in my opinion, top 2, if not I think he's the greatest coach I've ever seen. I think he's the greatest coach of all time. I mean, the fact that he could still win some games with this team, with all the opt-outs, the offensive line getting COVID, Cam Newton getting COVID, who I still don't think is the same player ever since he got the virus. I don't think he's been the same player. It's hard to recover from. Obviously, you don't know what to do with the virus. It's different. It's different for everybody. Obviously, none of us have had it. We don't know what it's like. So I don't know how Cam reacted to it, how he's been dealing with it. And it just goes to show how you should spend money on recovery. We see these athletes doing that. Just wanted to throw that out there. And again, Bill Belichick, I don't want to hear any blame on this. This is definitely a different year. So obviously the Pats aren't doing well. That being said, I'm going to take them against the New York Jets. Look, I told you guys coming in, I Jack told me they weren't winning two games. They might have not actually win two games. They might actually win less. So
potentially zero.
I'm not going to say that. But, I mean, it's not looking good.
I mean, you look at the schedule and
it's not looking good. But I'm going to take the Pats here. I'm going to hold out hope. They look pretty good against Buffalo barring that Cam Newton fumble. So I'm going to take the Pats here.
I'm going to take the Pats as well. Even though it's against New York, I'm not expecting a blowout in this one. The Patriots still make mistakes. And look, they
just
don't.
That's such a weird thing to say.
They don't have offensive playmakers. It's just it's going to hinder them. Ultimately, they get the win, but it's not going to be a pretty win by all means. It's growing pains, man. It's just growing pains.
If this game were against kind of the same roster and the same team, I might have picked the Jets, but just the fact that it's the Patriots organization and it's just the Patriots under Bill Belichick, I can't pick the Jets in this one. I really wanted to. I don't know why. I wanted to do it.
You had them winning this game coming into the
No,
game.
I don't think I did. I did have them winning at home against the Patriots. But it's just I'm not picking Adam Gase. Like I don't know what to say. He shouldn't be coaching in this league anymore. He shouldn't be coaching right now. And it's ridiculous to see that the GM's coming out and saying he's part of the solution. And maybe that part of the solution is them being so bad they get the first overall pick. But, I mean, they said Sam Darnold's the quarterback of the future, and if so, he's doomed. Like, it's terrible. I want to see him out. I wanted to see him traded at the deadline.
I feel a little bad for him. I definitely do.
Oh, my God, I feel terrible.
Hey, Darnold to the Niners, maybe.
That might be worse, though, because I'm a Niners hater, apparently. But I wanted to pick the Jets. Not going to do it just because it's the Patriots organization and they're just not going to beat the Patriots. Don't beat the Patriots. I don't think they're going to beat the Patriots this time, even though the Patriots aren't playing well. But that wraps up our week. There were some tough games, obviously some big games, a big Sunday Night Football matchup. You're going to want to watch that one. It's going to be a good game to see Tom Brady and Drew Brees face off again in prime time. I think that's going to be a good game. And obviously, it's a big week for us. Streetcar could make a push if he gets some of his upsets. But like we said at the beginning of the episode, you can go to our Instagram and you can vote on all of the games. And if you guys keep winning,
in the description as well.
Yes, timestamps. You can go back to any of the games. But you guys can go to our Instagram, vote on every game. If you win at the end of the year, you get a giveaway. And you know we're rooting for you guys. Obviously, we want to take the lead back, but we're rooting for you guys. Keep doing well. Keep voting on our Instagram. Also, our website and Twitter are down in the description. If you want to like and subscribe, turn on notifications on for more content just like this. We post weekly picks, we post recaps, deep dives, and we're going to have some new series coming at you guys soon, including mock drafts and QB breakdowns. So keep an eye out for that. We want to keep putting out content for you guys. We hope you like it. But that's all we got for you guys. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.